This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Jazz Cafe, a one-hour smorgasbord of jazz from the dawn of the recording age to the present day.
Join me, Lou McConnell, Thursday live at 11 a.m, repeated on Sunday at 4 p.m. ORFM Dunedin, brought to you by Rhubarb on Highgate. Yeah, Lou McConnell here for the hour, as is our custom. Pardon me, Otago Access Radio, 11 o'clock Jazz Cafe. Okay, we're going to start off with the Woody Herman Big Band. This is an old Concord LP, actually. It's well worth playing, too. So we're going to start off with a couple from the Woody Herman Big Band, as I said. Woody was the leader and also played clarinet. Woody's Lament was the first number we're going to have, followed by the Four Brothers, which is one of the famous jazz introductory numbers. So without further ado, let's see if we can get things going, eh?
Thank you. baritone. That was first done by Louis Armstrong.
Yeah, well, we'll leave the great old tune till next week. That was the Woody Herman Big Band. That number, of course, was Four Brothers. Before that, we heard Woody's Lament. Yeah, actually good stuff, bit different. Ben Webster meets Oscar Peterson. That was a good album, and we're going to play a couple of numbers from that one. It's there was a quartet with Ben Webster on the tenor sax, Oscar Peterson, of course, the great Peterson on piano, Ray Brown, bassist, and Ed Thigpen was on the drums. And they're going to give us a couple of numbers here, When Your Lover Has Gone and Bye Bye Blackbird. Sorry for the imperfections, folks. If it gets too bad, we'll pull it, but Bye-bye Blackhead, see how it handles that one.
Mm-hmm.
Bye Bye Blackbird, featuring the tenor sax of Ben Webster. There wasn't much of Oscar Peterson there, was there? Sorry about the imperfections. They show through if you're only doing a quartet or a trio, but with a big band, they get masked by the sound. So, yeah. Anyway, where do we go from here? Oh, we go to Carl Perkins. This is one I picked up a long time ago. Carl Perkins was, he only lasted a few years, actually. I think he got into the drugs and finally killed himself. I thought we'd play a couple of them and see what you think of these. He's certainly different, and I liked it, but we'll see if you like it. First one's called Way Cross Town, and followed by You Don't Know What Love Is. Mr. Carl Perkins.
Thank you.
Lady is a Tramp. Coming up is a bit different. Last one coming up, Marblehead. Thank you. Carl Perkins. Yeah, good stuff. I hope you liked it. It's one of my favourites. Sort of only found it again a few weeks ago. Pardon me, cough there. Would you believe? Our featured artist, the MJQ, or the Modern Jazz Quartet, as they were known. And they had some great hits. They had a great run there in the, what was it, oh, it'd be 60s, 70s, 80s. A couple of wonderful compositions in Bag's Groove and Django, and we'll listen to those for a start. First up, Bag's Groove, and follow that with Django, which is, of course, a tribute to the great gypsy guitarist Django Reinhardt.
Thank you.
Django. Well, sort of Django, wasn't it? The crowd seemed to like it. As a piece of music, it was fine. Didn't bear much relation to the original Django, though, did it? Anyway, that's their prerogative. Here's a good word. Ian Cooper, going to take us out. Couple of quick numbers from Ian. This is Ian Cooper hosts a very good Australian band. And this will prove my point. Brazil and My Blue Heaven. And if I don't get back, we'll catch you next week. Okie dokie.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.